It is spring, and that means a lot of Americans are turning their attention to planting and gardening after a long winter. Not in Boston, though. We still have not seen the first crocuses. But in Southern California, gardening happens year-round, and a lot of it is done by hired hands, usually an immigrant workforce. KCRW's Saul Gonzalez digs into how the history of immigration and gardening mix in California.
Let's start with one typical sound from Southern California's sonic landscape. It's the noise from all those leaf blowers and lawnmowers that keep residential yards and gardens neat and trim. And the people usually operating those machines are Latino immigrant men, men who call themselves jardineros, Spanish for gardeners. One of them is Efraín Valadares, a jardinero from Mexico. I meet him while he takes a lunch break in his pickup truck on a busy street in Los Angeles.
Somos importantes.
We're important because if it wasn't for us, the jardineros, what other group would be doing this? Right now, we're purely Latino, purely Latinos working in gardening.
Valadares has worked as a gardener here for 18 years, and he represents how the history of immigration and gardening meet in this part of the U.S.
It's impossible to imagine California gardens without immigrant labor.
Sociologist Pierrette Hondonou-Sotelo is the author of Paradise Transplanted, a book about migration in California gardens. She says what's now almost a purely Mexican migrant labor force tending California's gardens wasn't always like that. Before the Mexicans, there were the Japanese.
And it turned out Japanese men really developed the occupation of suburban maintenance gardening. That is, they were the forerunners of the work that is performed today largely by Latino immigrant men.
But the gardening business experienced a big ethnic shift in the 1960s and 70s as Mexican migrants came into the occupation, often starting as understudies to the Japanese.
Mexican men started as the waged employees of Japanese gardeners, and they eventually then assumed the title of what we call the route owners, the men who owned the tools, the trucks, and who had direct contact with the households where they were working.
Latino dominance of residential gardening continues to this day, with many jardineros seeing it as a steady business. But it's also a business with its own labor structure. A jardinero who owns the gardening truck and equipment and talks to the clients might have one or more ayudantes or helpers who work under him. Filiberto Sanchez is one of those ayudantes, working for another Latino gardener. But he's looking to move up.
Pues la mera verdad, yo ahorita estoy empezando a hacer también mi propia ruta.
Well, the truth is I'm trying to get my own route. Right now I work for my boss during the week, but on Saturday I work for myself to get my own route and clients. I don't want to spend my whole life just working as an ayudante.
But as they try to find success in the States, you also hear how these gardeners are criticized in California, and it's often because of this noise. The sound of leaf blowers, standard gardening equipment, but loathed by many homeowners, such as Ann Jones. She says the machines intrude on neighborhood peace and quiet.
You know, I'm sure the gardeners would rather use them. But, you know, they could go back to using rakes and just raise their prices. That'd be fine with me.
But Pierrette Hondonou-Sotelo, the sociologist, says jardineros know raising their prices means potentially losing clients.
Jardineros are now competing against one another. And they know that to make it work for them, they need to do a lot of different yards in a short period of time.
Volume counts.
That's right. Volume counts. As many jobs as possible counts.
And what about the future of California's jardineros? Well, like the Japanese-American gardeners who came before them, many dream about another kind of life for their children. I meet jardinero Hugo Perea as he rakes leaves in front of a large home. He's with Antonio, his 7-year-old, who sometimes helps him on his gardening route. What do you want for him? Do you want him to do this kind of work?
No. I want him to go to the university.
You want him to go to the university?
Yes, absolutely. But I want to teach him to learn.
And he sees what his dad's
yes.
doing to
oh, of course.
Create a, another kind of life for him.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So a sound like this is more than lawns getting mowed. It's also likely the sound of someone trying to get themselves and their family ahead. For The World, I'm Saul Gonzalez, Los Angeles.